Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm going to speak to you about the week that begins Monday, the 9th day of June, and ends on Father's Day in the U.S., Sunday the 15th. And before I get into the daily forecast, I'm going to tell you that we're in the second quarter phase of the moon, but the full moon will come in on Wednesday. I'm going to speak to that first because it comes in at 3:44 a.m. at 20 degrees of Sagittarius. All right, and then there'll be other things happening, especially when we get into Saturday and Sunday, but I think you will want to know something about this Sagittarius full moon. And if you are reading my Substack and in the Moon Days report, there will be access to the link to the Jupiter Enters Cancer, which is a post that I did, and it is up there already because people need to know. So one of the things about this Sagittarius full moon is that it's the first one with Jupiter in Cancer. And so the energies have been building the first couple of days of the week. The feelings have been intensifying, and now we have expanded feelings with Jupiter in Cancer. And Jupiter is having a close contact to Mercury in Cancer right now. So the mind is even, you know, emotional and sentimental and all of that. And what we have in the polarity of the full moon is this interesting thing about the moon being in Sagittarius opposing the sun in Gemini. And Gemini is ruled by Mercury, and Mercury's in Cancer. And Jupiter rules Sagittarius, and it's in Cancer. And the moon rules Cancer. So this is an interesting thing that some of you may have heard me speak about, this moon in Sag with an opposition to Jupiter in Cancer is in mutual reception. Because Jupiter is in the sign that the moon rules, and the moon is in the sign that Jupiter rules. So you can literally read them as going back and forth from being in the signs we see them in the sky, and Jupiter being in Sagittarius, and the moon being in Cancer. Interesting. I mean, I was taught that in the dim past, you know, 50 years ago, sitting in a room for a couple of years with my fabulous astrology mentor teacher. And so I learned a lot of things that I don't hear very much about these days, but this is in this first experience of a full moon for Jupiter in Cancer, right? So it gets to be, you know, pretty powerful, both of them, the moon and Jupiter, because they are very strong when they're in their own signs. So Jupiter is going to be, you know, kind of having a lot of opinions about things and being very emotional about it because he's also in Cancer. And the same thing with the moon, because the moon in Sag, I mean, a Sagittarius sun is a really, it's a tough job. It's not an easy job to do. But the moon in Sagittarius is in an instinctive response to find and resonate truth. And truth has been, you know, kind of like, what is truth? You know, we're in like this wavy land, aren't we? So the moon is, you know, going to be just as interested and emotional about areas of truth. And, you know, the ideas of beliefs and rituals and religion and the natural laws of the land, as opposed to the laws that were created by man. Natural laws are what we survive through knowing and cooperating with, and that is things like gravity and, you know, the sun rises in the east kind of things. But, you know, rocks are hard and water is wet, you know. These are natural laws, and the different issues with all of the elements are natural laws, okay? So this is a time when, you know, we may be examining our laws of the land and wondering if they are holding truth and that sense of justice, as Sagittarius Jupiter is the judge, the judge. So we are already here in the United States having issues about judges, right? So, you know, when you get to full moons on things, then, you know, things come to a head or they peak or that kind of thing. And one of the things that's coming to a head during this week and is in orb of being there in the full moon is Mars square Uranus. Mars in Leo, square Uranus in Taurus. All right, well, everything's right. The volcanoes are proliferating with all the, you know, incredible films of lava, and one of them was actually literally raining this hot little tiny drops of their lava. I mean, it's just, where am I? You know, what is this same planet? I don't know. Because, and then the earthquakes, you know, I just have seen that this Uranian energy in Taurus, it's getting ready to make a shift for a short while into Gemini. But this has really accelerated as we get near the end of what did we need to learn, though? We needed to learn about the energy frequencies that are in all things. You know, why is all this happening? Well, the core of the earth has received a message to kind of shift and heat up. Well, how upset are we, the creatures on top of the earth? How much anger have we seen in recent years that we could have gone, you know, like at least 30, 40 years, and, you know, you got mad at somebody, that was that, you know, you had a civil rights movement, and, you know, people might have been angry, but then, you know, like you did have a few weeks, or maybe even a month or a year, where anger wasn't your main focus. But that's the hot element of fire. That is something that's definitely affecting this earth that we are on. So here we are at a full moon. Take a look at this full moon, right? And what might be going on. So the polarity is the moon in Sagittarius to the sun in Gemini. Well, the sun in Gemini is going to be in a mental realm and trying to figure things out logically. Get a lot of information. That's what we've just had, an overload with Jupiter and Gemini of information, and not really the ability to know whether what we were hearing or seeing or listening to was true. And that's been kind of strange. And what we have now is that the Neptunian energy, which would have been squaring from Pisces, is now out of the issue here. It's 2 degrees of Aries, and it's sitting next to Saturn, which is kind of, to me, it's still like we don't really know what's going to happen. Aries is action. We don't know if we have things to rely on, Neptune. And Saturn is probably going to be quite cautious and try to do things in a manner that may have worked in the past, but will it work now? this is really, you know, I've spoken to a lot of people, like just people in my life, and, you know, so many people can relate to the, it just feels wavy, like something's not settled, it's not clear where we are, where we're going in our personal lives and also in the outer world. You know, is where's a safe place? Try that one. If you were thinking, maybe I'll go move to another country, you know. I was talking to someone I know who bought 4 acres of land in mountains of Ecuador on the side of a dead volcano, which means they never ever know anything about any eruption. But looking at an extinct volcano which can become active. And then what happens? You know, I mean, I think he's probably okay where he is, you know, it's 6.5 in Chile. You know, like, and that's right on the line. That's right on the lines that run up the west side of South America. So, you know, Greece and the plate with Turkey. So, I mean, I think what we're looking at here is the actual mutable cross that's being made by the opposition of the sun and moon in, like, I need to have information and figure things out that way. And the moon that's going, look, the truth is, you know, I have to move literally right now. I have to just do some exercise and get out in nature and, you know, get with those natural laws where I feel grounded again. And they both are in a square aspect to the lunar nodes, with the south node in Virgo saying, don't try. That this is, you know, too much focus on analyzing and, you know, thinking you can perfect things and get things to work properly right now. Forget about it. Go up to the North Node in Pisces, where you are going to have faith and you're going to pull on your visionary quality and you're going to understand that you can imagine something better than this. And that's your job right now. What would I rather see? And just really be allowing this to be possible, right? It's a good idea. Venus in Taurus is in a square aspect. I mean, she's nice in Venus in Taurus. She bakes cookies, you know. And she's sensual. And she's, you know, kind of a very steady lover, you know. A Venus in Taurus is, with barring unforeseen circumstances in the rest of the chart, should be pretty loyal to a relationship. It'll weather the storm, definitely. But now it's squaring Pluto retrograde in Aquarius. So it also doesn't understand what's happening in the future, because look at everything that's changed already, you know, about finances. Who knows? So there's not a lot of comfort zone, is what I'm trying to say. So you have to create your own comfort zone. And the way you can do that, again, as I said, was to, you know, go out into nature or get yourself grounded. And if you are a gardener or a cook or vegetables or, you know, the farmer's market, go there. Make something wonderful. You know, make something that fills you with nurturing and also an energy where you're not in front of the news and you're not looking at your cell phone all the time. You know, if you have news alerts, unalert, disalert them, and just give yourself some time to relax, because this is not a relaxed chart. And it is a full moon. And so something is either coming into fruition for you, and we do get to achieve something all the time, even if it's only understanding something, which is, you know, in the wider sense, what the moon in Sag is asking for. Look at the big picture and then find your way to your place of truth, you know. So even if you manage that, that'll be great. You know, that'll be a win. And also, if you've been, you know, wanting to manifest a long journey, which is Sagittarius, to be able to experience other areas instead of, you know, just having your focus here, great. But also, you may also see something that has to change or has come to a point. And this is what I think we may see in the outer world. If we're not going to see that in our life, what we may have to change may be a point of view, a belief, right? That you can't sustain yourself, you can't nurture yourself anymore if you keep trying to figure everything out and puzzle everything out and try to get it analyzed and try to, you know, make it perfect. Maybe that, if you learn that, that's your win with the Sagittarius moon. All right, that's enough of that. Oh yes, I feel great today because I did get out into the beauty of nature, and I was with a friend, and it really lifted my energies. So now we can look at the week, and there's not that much until we get to the end of the week, but there's a lot of challenge for the moons here and there, right? So on Monday, we come in with Cancer Mercury squaring Saturn. That's the actual day of its exact square, the sentimental mind and the authorities who really don't want to hear it, 6:48 a.m., while Scorpio Moon makes last aspect, which is the opposition to Uranus and Taurus, at 8:06 a.m. So there's, you know, a need to be in control, very unconscious need, with the moon there, and manipulating without realizing, with the moon there, suddenly getting hit with a big shift, a big change, and there is no control over it. So it's, you know, again, it can be something. I have been trying not to look at anything until I get my rituals of meditation and prayer, my exercise, and my breakfast handled, because it's a better way for me to come in to the day. And the chances would be, with an aspect like this at 8:06 a.m. in the Eastern time zone, that if I looked at my phone, I would get agitated. And I would, you know, miss my peace in the morning. So, void, of course, Scorpio Moon tries to get back into control before the Moon enters Sagittarius at 10:56 a.m. and makes a trine to Saturn in Aries, 12:56. So you may be trying to look at something to do along the lines of something I can do that's a helpful activity that will help me ground and feel like there's some kind of a structure in my life. This is the exact Venus-Pluto square, though, at 1:20 p.m. Now, you know, Venus and Pluto can be faded interactions, faded meetings. This one's not a good one. This is a challenging one because, you know, Venus and Taurus, it can be very possessive. Pluto in Aquarius is not there. You know, it's in Aquarius. It's obsessed with freedom and you know, change. So it doesn't, you know, it's not really a thing that would work out well. If you're in a meeting, you're just like trying to talk about partnership, forget it. Not on Monday the 9th of June. And then the time moves on. We're waiting for the next lunar aspect, which must be and will be the trine to, when it goes into Sagittarius at 10:56 a.m. and has the trine to Saturn, the next aspect will be the trine to Neptune. 2:55 p.m., that comes in. And that is going to be maybe opening up a lot of dreams and ideals and, you know, how we could move forward in this way of, you know, better Earth, you know, the new Earth and all of that stuff. This is a time to be in pondering of that and maybe having lunch with somebody who wants to talk about things like that. What comes in is Jupiter's shift into Cancer, 5:02 p.m. And again, there is a Substack post that has a lot of information on what it is going to look like with Jupiter in Cancer. Expansion of feelings, expansion of the need for security emotionally and materially, expansion of home and family, but there's more, and you get a breakdown on that. And, you know, Substack's free, and a lot of people who are on my blog list are already subscribed, you know, freely subscribed to my Substack page. So go there, and you'll be able to read it, and it's got a lot of information for you. So after that, the moon is moving towards the sextile to Pluto at 5:58 p.m. So here, coming off the dreams about how we could, and now getting helpful ideas from some of the plutonic changes that have occurred and what could possibly be made again, better even than before, when Pluto moves direct. Mercury, however, in Cancer, is having a very hard time, and it's squaring Neptune in Aries, 6:54 p.m. So this, you know, the Cancer Mercury, again, sentimental, very emotional, feeling a bit insecure with the, I don't know what they're going to do, of Neptune in Aries. I don't know what their motives are, Neptune in Aries. So now we get a stretch. And so that can feel like a really relaxing relief. In a way, it might be. All the way through later evening of Monday, and there is no lunar aspect on Tuesday. But at 3:44 a.m. on Wednesday is when that full moon comes, and you've just heard all about that. And the good news about this is that what happens right after the full moon is Mercury comes in finally. Oh, talking to Venus in Taurus did me so much good, Mercury says, until 3:41 p.m. because, you know, I'm getting grounded, I'm getting fed, I feel nurtured, and I can keep going. The moon is going into a trine to Mars in Leo until 3:58 p.m. So ready to act, ready to go, ready to feel courage and follow the beliefs, and just, you know, have maybe some fun, adventure, because that Sag and Leo, they kind of like that. And Mars is up for it. So that could be a good time. And that's a void of course moon, leaving us with that energy until 9:55 p.m. You got a really nice stretch here. and you'll be happy to use it, use it, because you're going to lose it. When the moon enters Capricorn, it's going to oppose Jupiter in Cancer, 10:54 p.m. So this need of the emotional level is getting a cold shoulder if it's approaching. You know, it's moon in Capricorn is having a really rough time because that's the next thing it's going to do is square Saturn and Aries, and then square Neptune and Aries. And, you know, the moon has a need to be in authority position in Capricorn, to run the show in Capricorn. They may not do it with a heavy hand. Sometimes they do, though. But, you know, that they are feeling that waviness, and, you know, this conflict with the ruler, Saturn first, you know, it's like, I'm supposed to be in structure here, and you're supposed to help me with that, Saturn. And in Aries, it's like, no, I'm trying to look at new ways to structure now, and see how that goes. Oh. So we get, after 1:51 a.m., with the complete confusion in the square to Neptune in Aries, we get a nice morning. Yes, we do. Moon in Capricorn, trine Venus in Taurus, 10:22 a.m. Very, again, grounded, getting things, practical stuff is being done on Thursday morning. Mark your calendars. That's the best time. Look at your finances. Look at your, you know, possessions. Look at what needs to be done. Look at whatever structures out in the world. Did you need to file a form of some sort, or, you know, do that early on Thursday. After 10:22 a.m., the moon is opposing Mercury in Cancer, only till 11:56 a.m. But, you know, that's, again, there's somebody petitioning me with emotions, and I'm moon in Capricorn. I want to just get down to business. I don't need to hear the story. No sob stories, please. But now we get another long stretch of time before the next lunar aspect comes in. And I mean, it's not till Saturday morning at 4:52 a.m., but it has been moving towards a trine to Uranus and Taurus. So there is some opening up for Moon in Capricorn to some new ideas. And maybe you've been looking at new appliances and things like that, and you've made a good decision. Saturday in the United States is going to be a humdinger, if it's anything like it's been in the past. If they do go ahead, I haven't heard anything. I'm not looking at the news lately. If they're going to go ahead with this billion-dollar parade, you know, for Donald Trump in, you know, the military gear, that, you know, stuff's going to go down the street with the tanks and everything. And, you know, this is going on, or it was going to go on, no matter the cost. And then there's also a protest called No Kings. And I've seen, I don't go to these, I've seen the seas of humanity that are these protests. I mean, in the 60s, they had people. But now, you know, they have a whole city sometimes coming out. It's quite stunning. But, you know, the unfortunate truth, the uncomfortable truth about the day is that in the early morning, the moon is in Aquarius after 7 a.m., so freedom. And, you know, the ability to have group freedoms, this is big. And the sextile comes in at 9:21 a.m. to Saturn in Aries. Like, how can we build a different structure of leadership here that isn't you know, curtailing our freedoms and our rights. Then the idealistic energy, super idealism of the moon in Aquarius, sextile Neptune in Aries, right? This is what I'd rather see, and this is a vision that's going out. But there may be some confusion, and the moon will go into a conjunction to Pluto in Aquarius at 1:27 p.m., and that could be pretty intense. And the intensity they're sort of suggesting here, I don't know, there's going to be plenty of stuff going on elsewhere in the world. You know, I have no doubt about that, just like all the, you know, things that are happening. There's like some kind of issue now with Ukrainian behaviors that they think that, you know, the United Kingdom was helping them. But didn't they already make a pact to help them? I mean, is this a surprise? I don't know. It's, to me, again, I can't make sense out of things anymore. So I try to just let the thought go, boom, let it go. But what they're saying to the protesters here in the United States is, if you see anybody who looks like they're starting to agitate things instead of just be there, you know, maybe there's a chant that everybody does, but something starts to look like it's getting aggressive or volatile in the area where you're standing, sit down on the ground, right? That's what they're telling people to do, so that it becomes very clear that the whole group is not participating in that aggression. And, you know, I mean, we've seen things in the past, so we know, especially, you know, baby boomers, we know what happens to people. So, you know, it's just a good idea, especially with the aspects that are now in the afternoon. The moon conjunction Pluto, no matter what, can be obsessive, you know, and that isn't balanced emotionally, right? So it can be on either side, that the obsession and imbalance, like who's in power, Pluto, and, you know, who's in control of the media, of the group energies, of, you know, all of this. Yeah, 1:27 p.m. And then the moon goes into the square to Venus in Taurus at 11:57 p.m. So something comes to also challenge people's sense of grounded energy in their real estate, in their finance, personal finance. If something has been announced that is going to take a huge group of people and, you know, throw them against a wall, this is not going to look good, this square, okay? I mean, you know, especially because this is where the Mars energy is in orb. It's already volatile, Mars in Leo square Uranus in Taurus. And so this is the, you know, the Uranus and Taurus, again, it could be some kind of change that's going to affect people where it's going to hurt them financially. I mean, things have already happened that are like that. But this is a day when another thing might occur, right? And there'll be a really big reaction to that. I mean, and it could come from both sides of the question, whatever it is. You know, this is Mars square Uranus in Taurus. 5:47 a.m. is when it is exact. And on Sunday, that's Father's Day in the United States, the Jupiter in Cancer is squaring Saturn in Aries until 10:36 a.m. So something could happen. Maybe some family member can't make it. You know, so something happens to the, you know, you can't go to the place you wanted to go. Anyway, there's challenges until 10:36 a.m. However, I'm going to tell you good news now. The moon is trining the sun in Gemini. It's not there yet, but that's what's behind the day. Moon trine sun. in Gemini. It'll come in at 6.02 a.m. on Monday the 16th. And you've been listening to me for a while, so you probably know that that's the harmony of the lights. And this is a great healing for us on Sunday. It's a great time to be able to just let go of whatever didn't work and go on with Father's Day, because the sun is the father and the moon is the female energy that wants to nurture, that, you know, and an instinct for the moon is in Sagittarius is to be supportive of the natural laws of the day, in a sense, when it's trying the sun in Gemini. I mean, we start off with a, you know, a pretty intense opposition of a moon in Sagittarius, and now we've got an Aquarius moon that is in mental realm also and wants to be looking at group energy and the good of everyone, and, you know, trining the sun in Gemini that is thinking about that also and expressing that to try to be in harmony. Okay, so that's how we end the week, but we've had quite a ride. And so next week we're going to get a little redo of the Mars square Uranus, because Aquarius moon will square Uranus and then oppose Mars, Leo. So Monday morning after the trine is over at 6:02, we have some stuff to deal with. But Mars is going to change signs, and it's going into Virgo, and that's what we're going to talk about, that. And then one of the things that happens, which is happening on Friday the 20th this year at 10:42 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, is the entry of the sun into Cancer, which is that moment that is the midsummer solstice. We're standing still on the horizon now. We've had the whole half of the waxing light year. So we'll be talking about that also next week. So, you know, I always wish you all the best, and I will say goodbye for now.